Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we got a big show planned for you today. Next week, you're going to actually hear about some of my adventures out throughout the Caribbean. I'm hitting Cozumel, Jamaica, and a private island in Haiti. You'll hear all about that next week. But this week, we have a very special show, catching up with some friends we haven't chatted with the last few weeks, especially for the first time this year. And one of those happens to be Roz from the UK. She is on Scuba Radio from across the pond. Roz, happy new year to you. How you doing? And all that kind of good stuff. What's going on?
Happy new year, Greg. I'm very well, thank you. And you sound in top form. So you obviously had a very good new year.
I did. Well, I've dried out. The hangover has expired. So I feel pretty good. I'm back in the groove and, cruising right along. And I assume that is the same for you, correct?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. It's been quite a busy month already. There's a lot going on over here at the moment.
Yes. Well, you are the tech diver in the know, or just diver in the know. But she kind of plays in this whole rebreather world, technical diving world, and really has her ear pressed up against the wall of all the people that are the movers and shakers in that side of the diving industry. And right now there is some stuff going on, especially in the rebreather world. So what's this deal with? Is it Poseidon? Is that who has some new stuff going on? What are they doing in the rebreather?
So Poseidon, they're going to phase out their pre-packed cartridges for their rebreather, for Mark 6 and Mark 7, 7 Discovery rebreathers. They've decided they work with Molecular Products, and they've taken the decision that they're now going to phase it out, which I have to say, for most divers, we quite like this idea.
Yeah.
The pre-packed scrubber was a great idea for a brand new rebreather diver, because it meant that they could just unpack it and they could pop it in the rebreather and then they could go diving, because you need training to pack your scrubber. And if you don't pack it properly, you can have some problems. Like if you overpack your scrubber and you really tamp down and you tap your scrubber a lot, you can make the sorb settle. So it's hard to breathe. It makes your work of breathing a bit harder.
Yeah, man, you don't want to make it harder to breathe.
You really don't want to make it harder to breathe. And also, if you don't pack it properly and you don't put enough in and you don't pat it properly, then it can be underpacked and a bit loose. So you get something called channeling, and that's where you get gas going through the sorb. And it hasn't had the carbon dioxide scrubbed out of it. So you end up with a build-up of carbon dioxide in your loop, in your rebreather, and you don't want that either.
No. So that'll put you to sleep, and next thing you know, you're not going to be diving anymore, let alone breathing. So, in the rebreather world, this is, a pretty big issue. But so Poseidon has eliminated their prepackaged sorb things, canisters? Is that what you're saying, or just the opposite?
Yeah, they're going to be phasing that out this month and next month, and they're going to have a pack-your-own canister coming online. Now, this has been through third-party testing, which is important.
Yeah.
And it complies to the EN certificate testing regime that's been set up, which is important. And I believe it's going to run for about 2 hours, as opposed to the three-hour duration at the moment. But it means that it's more environmentally friendly, because the pre-packed scrubbers were made from plastic and you couldn't recycle them. and you couldn't repack them, and you couldn't return them.
Got it.
So now this is much more environmentally friendly, and it's also easier for a traveling diver because they know that they can turn up in resort and the resort will have 797 sorb.
Yeah.
And they don't have to worry about ordering these special packs. So that makes it all a lot easier as well. So, yeah, good news all around on that one.
Yeah. Well, you can travel lighter if you're a rebreather diver in that with that particular system. And like you said, the sorb that we use to scrub that carbon out of your breathing loop as a rebreather diver, most of the places that offer that type or that level of diving have that sorb available. So you just bring these new canisters, you can fill them, and they give, you know, you learn the proper way to do it to make sure you don't get any of that channeling or any of that kind of stuff. But that's a new thing for Poseidon rebreathers. Is that their main model is called what? Or they got a couple or
it's
what?
The seven. It's called the Seven.
The Seven, okay, the Poseidon Seven. Yeah, that one's pretty high tech in the rebreather world. It's kind of like an idiot-proof rebreather almost, isn't it? It does all the work for you, one of those type, isn't it?
No, rebreather is completely idiot-proof.
Greg. Well, I know, but I'm just saying it's high tech electronics.
Yes, it is.
Green, you dive. Red, if that starts flashing, you don't. And you know, some people like that type of system, some people don't. But it's definitely a pretty high tech, you know, rebreather system. So it sounds like they're making some, you know, fin kicks in the right direction. I like the sound of that. Now, some other stuff in the tech world. There's some new technical manual that you were telling me about last week that is, what, just got released or is about to release or what? What's up with this?
Yeah, it just got released a couple of weeks ago. It's called Technical Diving and Introduction, and it's by a chap called Mark Powell. Now, Mark Powell has got this really neat way of taking quite complicated stuff and explaining it in a simple manner. And this book looks as though it's going to be really useful for everybody. We had a really good book on technical diving on, it's called An Introduction to Technical Diving. It's written 20 years ago by a guy called Rob Palmer.
Okay.
Rob Palmer helped found TDI. He was a phenomenal cave explorer. He was a Brit, an amazing cave explorer. And he died off Egypt on a dive 20 years ago. Hmm. But his book was very good, but it's 20 years out of date. And Mark Powell has now taken this book and he's written one. And it describes, it helps dispel a lot of the myths surrounding this area. And it covers all sorts of aspects with technical diving. It's a really neat introduction for anybody who wants to get into it. You can buy it online. I think it's available in Kindle. You can get a printed version. It'll help you improve your skills and it will give you what's involved. It's quite a comprehensive overview.
Got it. So that's just been released, the introduction of technical diving. So is it more of a manual type of thing to all types of technical diving? Are we talking mixed gas rebreathers and deep profiles, that kind of stuff, or what?
Well, it's an introduction, Greg. So it covers things like twin set configuration. It covers things like Hogarthian, choosing stage cylinders, also things like oxygen toxicity, glass planning, how to deal with narcosis. So it covers all sorts of aspects of it.
Hmm.
And you can take some of this and apply it to recreational diving.
Yeah, well, exactly. And, you know, if you go down that path to become a technical diver, whether you use the skills or not, just going through the process will no doubt make you a better diver. There's no question about it. You just learn on a whole nother level. And if you want to get into that world, you just got to keep up with your skills and know you're taking on more responsibility with the profiles that you're going to another level beyond a recreational diver. You'd agree with me on that, right? You have to be more committed, I guess, is my point. Fair?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is getting some good reviews, and it's just a neat, handy book that's useful for divers.
Yeah. So whether you're in considering to go down that path of becoming a technical diver, or what you're saying is even a recreational diver will benefit from this information in the introduction to technical diving. That's what you mean, correct?
Yes.
Sometimes I have to translate for this across the pond dialect. You know,
thanks.
Yeah, it's really more for me. All right, so so that's kind of cool. Couple of the cool little knowledge nuggets to share, but we got more coming up along those lines that we got to dive into with Roz from the UK, including the boot show. This is like the largest water event, not just diving but boating and everything, right, in Germany. That's coming up like
Incredible. It's an amazing show. It's kayaks and coracles and
what are the dates? When is that coming up? When is the boot show?
Oh, it's coming up in a few days, Greg.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that and share some, you know, website addresses and specific dates for you and stuff next as we continue with Roz from the UK.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, man. Hey, what are you doing today?
I don't know. I was kind of bored. You want to do something cool?
Well, like what?
We could go scuba dive.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. I've never done it before.
Well, there's only a few things that you gotta do to be good at it, and it's really easy to learn. Here, I'll show you. Come with me.
Okay, everyone, let's get our gear on. Let's go for a dive. Tanks are right here.
Now, be a scuba diver. It can be so much fun. Making memories and sharing good times in the sun. Descend with the quickness. Equalize so you don't pop. To avoid decompression sickness, always make a safety stop. You know. Gonna be a scuba diver. Gonna be an underwater survivor. Gonna be a scuba diver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That is Tim Beaman, Beaman. Underwater Survivor's name of the song. It's been out for a few years, but I get an email every now and then from people go, hey, what's that cool song you play about being a scuba diver? Well, there you go. Yeah, now you know. Roz from the UK is with us right now on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, where we're swimming around with some technical diving stuff and then some. The boot show in Germany. Found out during the commercial break. It actually opens today. Is that right, Roz? On the 19th of January. Yeah. And this
is... It goes on for a whole 10 days.
10 days this show lasts. It's crazy. I can't imagine doing a 10-day show. Even though I've been so tempted to visit Germany and go there myself, it's on my list to visit the boot show at some time in the future. It just hasn't worked out for us in the last 21-plus years for me to justify flying over to Germany and trying to... see what's going on in that part of the world. But I get people that are friends of ours that go to the show. Explore Ventures is there exhibiting at the show. And, they obviously work that market quite heavily. But I hear all these amazing things about the boot show in Germany, just as far as size. Because, we have the DEMA show. We have Beneath the Sea coming up at the end of March and the scuba show here in the U.S. But the boot show is like the entire continent of Europe, right? So they just it's just massive. Do I got a good picture of what this show is all about or what, Roz? What do you think?
It's not right. So it attracts divers and diving companies from all over the world.
Yeah,
but no, it's not the entire continent. But it does take over the whole of the Dusseldorf exhibition center, which is a huge exhibition center.
Right.
You could equate it to the size of possibly Jacksonville Airport.
Okay. All right. It's just a massive thing. But the thing is, it's not just a dive show. I mean,
no, it's not.
It's like taking you're taking a giant boat show and a dive show, and then I don't know, fun toys, adults with toys,
kayaking and canoes and windsurfing.
Yeah, so anything loosely connected to the water is part of this show, and then they have this diving area, and that's where all the dive industry folks come together and exhibit at. So I've heard great things about it. But once again, 10 full days. I mean, you go out and you're going to be a part of this at some point during the...
Yeah, I'm flying in a couple of days' time. I'm flying on Monday, I think.
Yeah.
I'm only doing 5 days.
Okay, so you're doing 5 days there at the boot show in Germany. And have you ever done the entire 10? I would imagine by the end of that 10-day run, the people that are in the booths, they got to be dying. I mean,
it's actually 9 days, Greg.
Well, nine. Okay, that makes a difference.
Sunday, but you've got setup as well, so you've got build, and then you've got stripping as well.
Yeah.
So you can easily say it's a 10-11-day show.
Yeah.
For the people who work it, because you've got to build your stand and you've got to take it down at the end. So it is a bit of a marathon.
It's a commitment for sure. You got to be
a massive party for the exhibitors.
Well, they got this thing called beer in Germany that helps them get through those 9 to 10 days of exhibiting. But if you go to the show, you can just go for a couple days here and there, I guess, and cruise through it. And one of these days, I'm going to mark that off the list. What are you looking for this year at the boot show in Germany?
So seeing what the new kit is, finding out what the new standards and procedures are for the training agencies.
Yeah.
Catching up with friends. Making new contacts.
Having a beer or two, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Since you're not diving, right?
Yep.
You got to take care of that pain that's starts in your feet after day two. But then sometimes one of them German beers might do the trick, you think? Yeah.
But it's a good place to pick up what's happening in the world of scuba.
Yes.
Because you can get the news there.
Yeah, do they use the boot show to debut new stuff? Or
yes.
They do? For a lot of the UK manufacturers, I would assume then, even more so than DEMA, or no?
Well, no, not really, Greg. We get stuff. I mean, DEMA had new product launches. There was new product launches at Eurotech. The XCCR rebreather, we heard that it was getting CE certification at Eurotech. So people use all the dive shows for launching equipment, but certainly you'll get some new product launches at DEMA as well. At the boot show as well.
Yeah, got it. Okay. Well, and as far as specifics, have you heard anything that's going to be announced this next week or two, or you're just going to have to go there and see for yourself?
Yeah, I'll find out Monday when I hit the floor.
Yeah, understood. Well, that's what she does. She goes out there and looks for all the cool stuff. So maybe you'll report back to us here in a couple weeks after you've recovered from... wandering the aisles in the boot show, right?
Love to, Greg.
Yes, and for those folks who don't know, boot, B-O-O-T, means boat in Germany. Am I right?
That's correct.
Yeah, see? I actually know something. Gosh darn it, I impress myself sometimes. So, yeah, it's good stuff. So you got that coming up. Also, I heard that the cave divers who got some awards at the DEMA show here a couple months ago in Vegas just got another award. Is that right? I mean, they're racking them up right now. But what happened with those guys?
So there was a lot of us who were sworn to secrecy.
Yeah.
But we heard that the Brit cave divers and the cavers involved got New Year's honours, which is just amazing news.
Now, what does that mean? New Year's honours? That's a British award or something from the Queen or what?
That's correct. The Queen gives out awards twice a year.
Yeah.
One at the New Year and one for her birthday in the summer. So Rick Stanton and John Valantham have been awarded the George Medal.
Oh, okay.
And Jason Mallinson and Chris Jewell have been given the Queen's Gallantry Medal. And then Josh Bratchley and Connor Rowe and Vern Unsworth are going to receive an MBE each, which is a member of British Empire.
Wow.
So this is fantastic.
It is. They should be recognized for all that great work they did in Thailand last year. And some of it, well, they'll never get enough awards, but they're well on their way to filling up a pretty cool little display at their home. They should. All right. More coming up with Roz from the UK next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Roz from the UK on Scuba Radio right now. Roz, there is Queen. Did you hear the big news? Bohemian Rhapsody won Best Movie and Best Actor.
It's lovely news. I haven't seen lovely. The Gaga's film, but I had seen the Queen film. And definitely more spirit than soul, but it was there were some nice touches in it. It was a really, really heartwarming film. He must have been a terribly lonely man.
Yeah, Freddie, he should have been a diver. You know what I mean? That would have brought so much more joy to his life, I think.
More genuine friends, I think.
Yeah, maybe. If you haven't seen the film, go see it. Good stuff. But, you know, it originates from that part of the world where Roz is today. So
it does generate genuine friendship, doesn't it, Greg?
Oh, it does. Diving is a social sport, no doubt. You got to have a buddy if you're doing it right. And, you know, at least you got one other person to share that joy of diving with. So I'm with you. That's what kind of connects Roz and I. As far as away as she is, we can talk on the same level most of the time. Sometimes I need a translator, but that's okay. But all good. So just real quick before we let you go, though, there is some other news in the world of balloons, which is one of your things.
Your side of the pond, Greg.
My side, okay.
Yeah, it's Massachusetts. So Chatham and Nantucket in Massachusetts have already banned the sale and distribution of balloons inflated with helium gas or a light of an air gas.
Yeah, they're killing the marine life. We don't want this happening. I saw some, honestly, on New Year's Eve, people floating some balloons. I'm like, gosh, the word isn't getting out there enough. They don't realize how much damage these balloons do once they float off into the atmosphere. They look awesome, and they're pretty and stuff, but they sink back down and end up in the ocean, and turtles and stuff like that eat them, and we got to stop that stuff. Right, Roz?
Yeah, so it's looking as though Orleans is going to be coming online with it because they had a meeting at the beginning of the month and they're going to agree to have a public meeting to bring a bylaw in place.
There you go, and stop that nonsense. Good stuff. Roz, always a pleasure, and we will talk to you again, well, once you recover from the boot show in Germany.
Auf Wiedersehen. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Here you go. I have a beer for me, and we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Well, look at that. You can see. I think those are whales right there.
Oh, my God.
Check it
look
out.
At that. Look at that.
Look at that.
Those are, I believe, those are humpback whales,
yeah.
Conan. Those are humpback whales, and if they're there, there's got to be a school of them nearby. Now, this is freaky because we're early for the humpback migration season.
Well, check out. Look, the whales are breaching.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, no, they're not breaching. They are lunging. If they were to breach, actually 40% of them would come out. Wrong. They were breaching. That was a breach. That was not a lunge. It was a breach.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you that. A whale of a tale or two. About the flatbill fish and the girls I've loved. On nights like this with the moon above. Whale of a tale and it's all true. I swear by my tattoo.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Whale sightings have been happening in Florida. I think it was just down in West Palm Beach. They had a whale shark down there. So, you know, when it's cooler, these cooler months of the year, you never know what might be cruising through, the Atlantic there, especially in Florida. We get those kind of surprise sightings, even a great white every now and then. But I'd prefer to see a whale shark, but one of these days. But so if you want to look, find the big stuff, go down there and dive right now. All right. So look, I got Josh from See the Sea RX on Scuba Radio right now for the first time in 2019. Josh, Happy New Year to you. Welcome.
Happy New Year, Greg. Thanks for having us again.
You got it. So you guys have been so busy. I know you had a phenomenal holiday season. People were picking up new masks or ordering them so they would have them under the tree in time for Christmas and that kind of thing. And you guys just been tearing it up. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, we've been busy. A lot of people are traveling, December, January, February. They want to go somewhere warm and they realize that either their old prescription mask isn't working for them anymore or maybe they need their first one. And yeah, they need them a rush for their trips, and we've been trying to hammer out 7 days a week here in order to make sure that we're getting everybody their masks on time.
Yes, they've done a very good job at streamlining this process. I'm actually getting ready to do that myself. I'm start of the year, I'm going to see my optometrist, get an update on my prescription, and then I'm going to order one of these masks from Josh. It's See the Sea RX, S-E-E, the C-S-E-A, RX.com. And what you've done is just streamline the process. You go online, order your mask with your prescription, and you can have this thing turned around in like a week or so, right, Josh?
Two business weeks is kind of our standard processing. We're telling everybody, especially now during our busy season, they can. We do have, for those that, they really need to get it urgent, we do have a 3-day turnaround option available for those super rushes.
Sure.
People just really got to get that mask out the same week.
Exactly. But you've made it so easy just to order it online. That's what is nice. But if you're old school and you want to pick up the phone, they can do that for you as well. So you got all those bases covered. It's glad to hear that you guys are succeeding so well in your business model, and wish you the best for 2019. But let's talk about some diving, because that's really why you're doing this stuff, right? Yeah, I mean, you're trying to make...
That's absolutely it. We want it because, we wear them while we go diving, and we want to help other people see clear when they're diving as well. So
you guys are in the Houston area? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we're in the city center of Houston. If anybody's in Houston, we always invite them to come on by, and we love to meet our local customers and divers, and we do occasionally get to meet those, but we ship masks all throughout the world for divers.
Got it.
Now, we're based here in Houston.
So we've talked a little bit about the local diving there before. We've talked about the fact that you can, go off to the flower gardens for a day trip or so. But you're just a hop, skip, and a jump, from flying down to Cozumel or something. Is that right? Is that like a weekend adventure for you in Houston?
Yeah, I mean, we've just got a couple-hour flight down to Cozumel or even to Roatan, Honduras, Belize. We're so close to a lot of these destinations. A lot of us Houston divers, we get jaded. We think, Cozumel can't be that great. It's too close. We got to go farther to go to see great diving. But yeah, I mean, we go to Cozumel all the time and it's phenomenal diving. It's easy diving. It's drift diving. So you just hop in the water, the boat follows you, and you just ride the current, see what there is to see, and pop back up and really get great long dives because you're not exerting effort kicking along. And really fantastic things to see down there in Cozumel.
Yeah, and at the end of the day of diving, you can go over there to, you know, the Mexican place and have a margarita, an authentic version of one, right?
So absolutely.
A lot of topside distractions there. Now, yeah, I've heard about all these currents. That actually is one place, Cozumel, believe it or not, that I have not really done. Well, I did one dive there years ago, and actually I have a little stop next week on a little trip I'm doing. I don't think I'm going to get a dive in, but I plan to do some snorkeling. But the currents is what you hear about in Cozumel all the time. Is that blown out of proportion? I mean, it's
no,
drift
I mean, dive. It is a drift dive. I mean, yeah. Unless you're doing a quick shore dive, which there are a couple places you can, Cozumel is drift diving, and that's what it's known for. And it's really fantastic. It's really easy diving.
Yeah, it's like West Palm Beach. That's what we got in, we got drift diving off of West Palm, and they do live boat diving where they just take the boat, drop off the divers, and the lead diver has a flag, and the boat literally just kind of drifts along and follows the flag and keeps an eye on the group topside, and then when you pop up, you're right there, and the boat's right there. So that's kind of what they do in Cozumel, I guess, right?
That's exactly it, yep. Definitely encourage divers. Most boats require it, but definitely encourage you to have a safety sausage or signal tube, whatever you want to call it, if you don't have one. Definitely something that you want down there. Most boats will require it or possibly even have them for you, but definite piece of equipment you want for those drift dives.
Yes, and that prescription mask there from seethecrx.com would come in handy, because when you pop up topside, you can actually see the boat through your mask.
Absolutely.
That comes
that's
through
right.
Hand. And by the way, you wear one of these as well, I guess. Is that right, Josh?
I do. Yeah, I'm nearsighted.
How bad is your prescription? Is it pretty strong, or is it not that bad, or what?
Mine's pretty mild. I'm about a negative 1.5 sphere
okay.
on each eye. But we've done, as you know, mass up to negative 28. We've done some pretty extreme corrections.
Yeah, I'm like a negative 2, so I'm not that bad either. But I do find that when I'm wearing my dive mask now, I can see a lot of stuff. When I'm popping up on the surface, I can see the people on the boat. And that's important, isn't it? So
absolutely.
Not just to see the critters underwater, but from a safety standpoint, you want to be able to see what you're where your dry dock is going to end up after the dive. But what about critters that you see in Cozumel or anywhere for that matter? Do you got a favorite, underwater marine life animal that you like to interact with, or what, Josh?
I mean, I know we all love the big stuff. You know, we all love the rays, whale sharks, you know, those rare opportunities. But I love even toadfish. And you do get toadfish down in Cozumel.
Okay. Refresh my memory on a toadfish. I know frogfish. What's the difference? Toadfish is what? Describe it.
You're putting me on the spot here.
It looks like a toad instead of a frog. Is that what you're going to tell me?
It's it's one of those fish down there. There's a couple of them. We get them in the Gulf here as well. But I even like just seeing those guys down there.
Those are the ones that do they walk along the bottom a little bit? Am I thinking of the right critter there as far as a toadfish, or do I have to Google it, you think?
To Google it a bit more.
Okay,
on that one,
that's
Greg.
Right. He doesn't want to say anything that ends up not being quite correct.
That's it. You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah. See, we do that all the time on Scuba Radio, and we just don't care if we have it wrong, Josh. That's the attitude you got to take. But yeah, toadfish, frogfish, just unique type of critters. You like seeing different, unique animals under the waterline, I guess, right?
Absolutely. But I mean, we all do love those chance encounters with the larger, you know, the mammals, you know, the turtles.
This time of year, are you getting those off the coast of Houston as well, like the whale shark sightings I was mentioning? And
you know, I don't know what time of year we do have the whale sharks in the flower gardens. They do come through the Gulf. We do get them. Not sure what time of year you're better off seeing them than not. I know that we're coming up on hammerhead season in the flower gardens. That comes February. You know, you have the chance to see the hammerhead school out there in the flower gardens.
Really?
Unfortunately, the trips are more likely to not make it in the winter just because of the rough seas. But the chance that you do make it out there for hammerhead season, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I bet. So these are schooling hammerheads, I assume.
That's correct, yep.
Yeah, see, because I was starting to say, in Bimini right now, we're in the height of hammerhead season, but this is the great hammerhead. They're packing masks right now. That's what we're hearing, by the way.
That is what you are hearing, yeah. This is, like I said, our busiest time of year. So.
Well, I love it. The factory's cranking. But, yeah, the great hammerheads are really going strong in Bimini right now. They kind of winter in Bimini. But those are like solitary animals. Those aren't like the schooling hammerheads. You're talking about the schooling hammerheads we hear about maybe in Cocos and that kind of stuff. Do they make their way up the flower gardens, huh? They
One like of our hidden secrets here in Texas.
See, I didn't know they did that.
We don't want too many of your folks out there knowing about it. The flower gardens is one of our best kept secrets.
Well, I've heard definitely about the flower gardens, but that is something new I learned today, that you had the schooling hammerheads. I didn't know they came out there. So how long does it take from Houston to get out to the area of the flower gardens? That's a pretty big haul, right?
It depends. You know, there is one main vessel that makes a weekend trip out there, and you know, you go out all night to make it out there, and then you dive out there for the few days and come back. But it's definitely, I mean, unless you've got some very fast vessel of your own, it's not really a day trip. Like I said, when it makes it, it's really fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, just if the weather will cooperate, put it on your diving list of things to do. And pick up your new mask with your prescription if you need to. CRX.com. Josh, thank you so much. We'll check in with you again real soon, okay, my friend?
Thanks, Greg. Have a good one.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to ReefSafeSun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. ReefSafeSun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
They had me all set up with the scuba guy. Made sure that I bought a waterproof watch. That's important. Gee, I'm completely out of oxygen. And look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
And I'm going down. All the
way. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving and going down. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy New Year to you. Hopefully making the best of the new year and planning your dive adventures accordingly. If not, I have a great solution for you. I got Doris on from Caradonna Dive Adventures with us right now. Doris, how are you? Welcome.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm well, and we are definitely here to help make divers' dreams come true, sending them all over the world to experience some of the best reefs and wrecks and all those goodies. So let's chat.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Caradonna is it doesn't matter where you want to go. You just need to call them up and just tell them, you know, I want to go diving, and this is my type of diving that I'd like to do. And then they can help you zero in on a particular place. They're
absolutely
quite a wealth of information. That's what Doris does. She's one of their many consultants that they have there available to you at 1-800-328-2288. But, of course, they got a big website available and a new digital brochure that we got to share with everybody about. That's relatively new that you put up on the website. Is that right, Doris, or what?
It is new. So Caradonna, for many, many years, has been producing a beautiful full-color catalog. And, I mean, it's one of the awesome things that they do. I always call it a eye candy book for divers, because mm-hmm. it's all the destinations that we sell, you know, the liveaboards and resorts and pretty pictures. And now we have it in a digital format, which is super cool. And it's even cooler because it's interactive. So there are some videos you can click through and link to blogs that we've done and you know, firsthand reports from the destination. So it's really, really pretty awesome. Definitely stop by our website, caradonna.com, and down at the bottom there's a link for downloading the digital brochure, and check it out. It's although you got to have some time to play with it, because it will suck you in. It's beautiful photos, and you know, don't think you're going to visit just for a second, because it's stunning.
Yeah, you know, we say digital brochure. I would say it's more like a digital book. I mean, this thing, there's a lot of meat in this thing. A lot of different places, and like you said, a lot of pretty pictures, too.
And we do sell the world. So, you know, we do have that going for us. We're not just a Caribbean wholesaler or Mexico or whatever. We sell, you know, exotic destinations like the Maldives and, you know, Indonesia, Raja Ampat. You know, we sell Micronesia and all over the Pacific. And of course, you know, the old favorites like Bonaire and Belize and all the stuff a little bit closer to home. So mm-hmm. we definitely have a lot of content for you to flip through.
Yeah, a lot of choices. There's no, you know, no shortage of places to go, for sure. And once again, you know, sometimes that can be overwhelming, and you need kind of a consultant to help you zero in for a dive adventure or dive trip that you want to put together, but you're not totally clear on where you should go. And they're really good at doing that, and have a fine staff to help out in that regard. And obviously, Doris is one of those consultants. Is that your official title, by the way? Dive travel consultant?
Dive travel specialist.
There you
extraordinaire,
go.
You know, whatever you want to.
Grand poobah of dive travel.
But, we can narrow things down. Sometimes you have a budget that you're trying to stay within, or sometimes you have a certain type of trip that you want. You know, maybe you're taking the wife and it's kind of going to be a romantic anniversary, but you still want to get your dives in. So, you know, if you have some kind of an idea or a price point that you want to stay in, or a certain area that you'd like to explore, we can definitely narrow things down and get you to the right property to you know, suit all of the things that you're looking for in that dive vacation.
Absolutely.
And I can't stress enough, there's no fee, no charge to use our services. So it's not going to cost you any more. And if we're bundling airfare into the package, a lot of times we have discounted airfare that we can pass along to you to make it even cheaper than if you tried to, you know, piece it together on your own.
There you go. That sounds like a pretty good advantage right there. Once again, all you got to do is call them up, Caradonna, 1-800-328-2288. Also, you know, they're at all the dive shows. We'll see them at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey in March. They're actually sponsoring the big giveaway there. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the next few weeks. But in February, you're actually going out to the L.A. This is not just dive. It's the Travel Adventure Show. Is that right? You're going out there yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So it'll be a first for me at an adventure show, but I love all things outdoors, kayaking and hiking and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And we actually sell all of those things as well. So, although we are Caradonna Dive Adventures, we do, you know, do spa vacations and, you know, luxury wellness vacations and, you know, all kinds of snorkeling and all those other kind of tours. So, it's going to be some great exposure for us. If anybody's in the area, stop by and see us. We'll have some show specials as usual. And yeah, we do it all.
You'll be sucking in some of those outdoor enthusiasts into the diving thing too, I would imagine.
Yes. So. Adventure people are very like-minded. All these outdoor activities, they all kind of blend together. So you get a really fun mix of outdoorsy adventure people. And it's always a good time.
You got to cross-pollinate. You know, share the love of diving.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're doing. I love it. Caradonna Dive Adventures.
Exactly.
Check them out online and give them a call, 1-800-328-2288. Doris, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I enjoy speaking with you. And any questions, just give us a ring.
Absolutely. We got hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.